Hello, Patriots. How are you today? Well, buckle up, people. I've got a lot to tell, and it's interesting and cool, and I think you need to know. And I've been back. I've been gone for a while, and I recharged my batteries. I still feel worn out, but I feel better than I did. And I want to tell you some interesting things that have been going on. We are in a really interesting spot or time now. It doesn't seem like that to the people who haven't been engaged in this, but we are, and I have no doubts about it. So many confirmations from the Lord, some from other patriots, from other people who see things differently. So I want to tell you about that, and I want you to go get a cup of tea or coffee or Coke or water, whatever it is you're drinking, and come and pull up just as long as you can and listen, because I'm going to be giving out a lot of stuff for you to know about. And this is going all around the world, people. Okay, if I've got relatives in Nova Scotia and Europe and Australia, and even friends of the family that are down in South Africa, people who are were missionaries in Brazil, and I have a friend who's, I haven't seen in a long time, but her folks are from Costa Rica. So it's all coming together, and we've got people in Canada too. So it's a really exciting time, but it's also a time that you've really got to pay attention and not get discouraged. Before the show started, I posted some links on Twitter and on Facebook. I purposely do not have a following, tell people not to follow me, because I just don't want people to be hassled with. And it really hurts me because I look like a nobody, which I am. I mean, I'm not special, but I'm saying I look like, oh, some guy said, we have, you know, 30 followers, you know, wow, why should I pay attention to what you say? We all have something to say, okay, and everyone deserves their you know, to be respected. But I'm on In Circle Team. That's I-N, capital C, and then Team, In Circle Team. Then that's like where I'm giving insider savings and tips and, you know, did you know this? And, you know, this is what's happening. And I also have a couple other ones I've been had to make new accounts so many times from being banned. All you need is about 10 trolls to report you for some comment that they don't like, and poof, you're out of there. So Elon, thank you, Elon, for at least trying to be fair and balanced and keeping a level playing field. And I'm also at Lori and Company _ Mark. So that's Lori and Company. And I tell people Lori stands for Learn Unreal In Circle, or Laugh Unreal In Circle, or Link Unreal In Circle, Love Unreal In Circle. I mean, it's a big, big thing. So what is exciting is that this, what I saw long, long ago in the far off galaxy is coming to pass. And so that's exciting, because that means that this is the Lord's plan. No matter what I want, it's what the Lord wants. So I'm excited about that. I want to tell you that on Twitter, they have now a Spaces, it's called, and you can go into the space and listen. And that's part of what the problem is that if you only hang out with people that think exactly like you do and people who are of the same sexual orientation, or, you know, they like to wear, you know, biker clothes, and so, you know, that's what they, you do too, so you hang out with them. I mean, you got to have a broader circle of friends. And in my life, I've had a huge circle of friends, but it got smaller when I started to realize that myself in trouble, and losing my job, et cetera, for speaking the truth. Like, for example, at the university, at Princeton, I told my boss that, you know, I wasn't making enough money, so I'm going to moonlight, and I got my real estate license. And he gave me such a hard time about it, and, you know, was so unsupportive. And so, I said, I'm doing it after work and on the weekends. That's really nothing to do with my job here. Well, if you can't do your job, then, you know, I'll find someone else. I'm like, I've been here for like five years doing a good job, and you're going to take trouble because I want to try to have a chance to make some more money so I could, you know, have a good life. And around that time I met my husband. I went on maternity leave, and I didn't come back, and then we ended up very shortly thereafter coming to West Coast. Another job I had, I found a document from the previous employee saying that she had been sexually molested and that nobody had done anything, and she's leaving this as a warning to the next person, which she has to be a woman, and I took her job, that, you know, don't trust this person or whatever. So, you know, what do you do with that? So I show my boss at this technology place that made things, and I get fired. I speak up about an employee trying to rape me, and I get fired. You know, it's like it's been like that my entire life, where you say and do the right thing, and nothing happens, and it just makes trouble. So this has been part of why this is taking a long time. It's very hard for me to feel confident, to do things, because I know I'll get my teeth knocked down my throat. But I have to, because this, what is going on, is affecting so many people. And I tried to speak up about the shot, the jab, or whatever you want to call it, the injection. And as soon as I did, I got banned. So I found other ways to try to get the word out. And then I got banned from that. So bottom line is, things have been very difficult, but they're getting better every day. And part of that is why we need to pray. The ball will fall, and they will rue the day they messed with the USA. And every day it's getting better, but we have to stay in prayer. I want to mention before I forget that the Valley Center Friday and Saturday weekend after Memorial Day free community event is going on. You know, in your own towns, in your own areas, you know, just have get-togethers, just to have an excuse to get together, okay? We aren't supposed to be living in separate orbits. We're supposed to be connected and giving each other fellowship and companionship and help and saying, hey, did you know about this? Or, oh, I found out that when my husband passes, I could get his Social Security, and I don't have to just keep with mine, because he made more money than I did, and so I can get more money by giving up my Social Security and taking my husband's. Like, those little things, like, a lot of times, unless you know a lot of people, you're not going to be aware of, or you go to a Social Security planning meeting. And there's a lot of those that are going on. A lot of them offer free dinners. So there's also the financial planning for people who aren't retiring. But, in other words, you have to be your own advocate. You have to be learning and growing and taking care of yourself, because a lot of things are going to change very soon. And because of that, there's a lot of bumps between then and now. So you got to be connected to the right circle, not the mainstream Mockingbird, paid off, controlled, lying media that all said, get a jab, get a jab, get a jab. Okay? That's not the one you want to listen to. And that's because their advertisers are big farm. And I posted on my Twitter and my Facebook feed, you know, exactly what Governor DeSantis said and other governors as well, and what Trump said. They distorted even what he said about lockdowns and the procedure for trying to combat a pandemic, which is really a plandemic. And you know, I have a real personal issue with this because all of my relatives and friends I got are either dead or they have magnetic arms. But the good news is that they feel fine, and that's because the Lord doesn't want them to die. And there is a solution to this, and it's kind of hard to explain, but bottom line is that it might come down to having to have blood transfusions for people who are having signs that they are having ill effects like Bell's palsy or the shakes or, you know, feeling terrible. I mean, rashes, that kind of thing. I have had psoriasis most of my life, not plaque psoriasis where it's real horrible and ugly, just little spots and dots around on my legs and on my face sometimes. And that's why I'm so careful about what products I use, and I look at ingredients, and that's why I love the company I'm with, that you can be with as well, because the products are patented and tested and formulated with botanical ingredients, and they really care about what they are putting out there. And that's for a show. Right now, the Valley Center has had this event since 1950, and it's presented by the Rincon Indian Tribe. A lot of Indian tribes out here, and they're involved in the gambling. And yeah, if you're into casinos, there's several to choose from. We don't gamble. Just not because I think gambling is horrible. I just think it can be a problem. And that's partly why I think the movie that Clint Eastwood made called Paint Your Wagon was so impactful on me. And it's his birthday, or it was his birthday yesterday. So happy birthday, Clint Eastwood. I love you. he made such an impression on me as a young girl. When he sang the love song in that story, and it influenced the names we chose for our daughter. Clint is a director and a musician. He's into jazz. My husband's into jazz. And, you know, I just have this thing about him that a guy who made all these really great movies, a lot of them were Westerns. And I got turned on to Clint Eastwood movies by my brother-in-law in New Jersey, who was a big Sam Peckinpah fan, and he was into the music of those shows, and you know, the theme songs to movies. And so here's my brother-in-law, this big braggy kind of rough and tumble guy who rode motorcycles, and yet he was sensitive and into music and movies. So go figure. Everyone's a little complex and multi-layered, I guess. But Clint Eastwood's movie career has been fantastic. And so even if you're not a big Western fan, or you don't like Dirty Harry or cop movies, or the one that made a big impression on my son was El Camino. My dad had an El Camino. But, you know, his movies are so diverse, and they're so good and so well done. And, you know, as you know, he's a director. So pay attention to what he does, because obviously he's been successful. All right, the headliners at the Valley Center Wednesdays, Sarah Petit and Morgan Lee Band. And this is going to take place in the downtown section, I believe. And I'm getting a lot of people in the chat right now. Or I see Duck. All right, this person's calling in from in the chat room. He's from the Lewis and Clark Bridge, Columbia River, on the Washington State side. As I said, this show goes out around the world, and I think that is the solution. Thanks for coming by, Duck, Northwest Media. All right, so I wanted to mention that if you go over to blog.lorivella, I have some things there that point you the right way for getting involved in Operation Rainbow, whether you want to be involved with supporting the organizations that are part of it. And OperationRainbow.org is a medical organization. I didn't even know about them when I started years ago. I just thought I'm near Rainbow, and the kids' camp is near Rainbow, and so that's why I chose the name. But there's also other groups that are part of it, and that's probably why I made the directory, the ICU, as an intensive care unit, ICU guide, and that's over on Rumble, on the Lori Show, as well as in the Circle community, and lots of videos there to help people get inspired, but also say you want to get your organization, your church, or whatever it is that you're with to think about going and volunteering. You show them the videos that I've made, and I think they'll be like, okay, yeah, we're in. So that's why the slogan is be in, because you want to be in this, okay? It's going to be so wonderful, and it already is. There's a group that just started called Team Rubicon, and that's headed up by O'Connor, who was the fellow, Kevin O'Connor, on Fitz Old House, the redheaded guy. Got a relative down here named Carol, but I'm not sure about that yet. But they're doing disaster relief and pitching into communities that are in need, seeing what has to be done and doing it, not just talking about it, not throwing money at it. I haven't been some giant sludge fund that gets dirty hands and greedy people. Just we do it, okay? We're Americans. We don't have to let anything go down the tubes, okay? We can stand up and fight this. And that's what we're going to do. This is the Kobayashi Maru maneuver. That's what we're doing. And there's another group called Citizen Corps that Dr. Simone Gold started, which is basically by community getting involved with teams so you know the people and you can be helpful. As you know, I've talked about T to T, tunnels to towers. I'm sorry, tunnels to towers. Part of why I know that it's the right thing to do is that my husband Leo had a friend, Jack, who was a New York City fireman who broke his back, and he came out to San Diego and took another job near the harbor. And he ended up making another career for himself. But such a funny guy, such a good guy. And he went back to New York State, and he passed away there a couple of years ago, and really affected my husband because he thought so much of Jack. So this is dedicated to Jack. And also to our other friends who have passed. We'll see you again. I'll Be Seeing You was a song that was popular during World War II. And it's my mom's favorite. It goes like this. I'll be seeing you in all the old familiar places that my heart embraces all year through. Goes on to describe the places that they gone together. And one of those places was Longwood Gardens in Philadelphia. But my point for mentioning that is I put together a music list for Operation Rainbow that has different genres, and I think something for every age. And I put together a music list for kids and patriotic songs, Lee Greenwood songs, and Pat Boone songs in there, and songs that will make it easy to put together your own event, whether it's large or small, and make it a wonderful day. And then also for the memorial services, funerals that are coming up, you know, you want to have the kids be occupied in doing crafts and, you know, be connecting with the people so they can, the parents can talk and catch up and not be worried about the kids. So don't forget to think about babysitters for that as well as, right. So I wanted to go over a couple more things. I do have ways for people to earn income, and it's basically direct marketing, but it depends on what you want to do. There's a big need out there. They have, I think, 1,700 or close to 1,800 retailers that have become part of the In Circle, so to speak, to give rebates back on your purchases so that you can use it to buy products, but also you can also use it to do other things. It's obvious when you do it, you're like, oh, wow, does this make sense? People who are very successful and are very tech savvy have put together avenues to make it very seamless and easy to just basically be rewarded with points and be able to get free products. And this way you can do it as a business as well. It's very easy, very, you know, nice marketing materials. Then I also have something I use for events, that's personalized gifts and event products. And so if you, that's your bag, you can buy it at wholesale and sell it. There's also a way that veterans returning can get training for different programs that are out there. So anyway, I know that there's people with different ambitions and desires, and it just depends on what you're into. A lot of people want to be in volunteering and being in service. That's great. But, you know, if you are a person that's going to be near a project, maybe you want to rent out a camping spot or rent out a room in your house during that period so that there's lodging for these people, for the teams that are coming. Here in Valley Center, country town, and I feel a little guilty because now we have a McDonald's. Yes, people have a McDonald's. I never thought that would happen in little old Valley Center. But that McDonald's was put in because there was a new housing development put in. And obviously when you're selling houses, you can't say, hey, are you a whack job leftist or are you a normal person? So there's a lot of people coming to the area now that I'm realizing are going to change it. And I don't think it's going to be necessarily for the good. So I'm worried about that. But I think part of that will be resolved when people are able to be involved in these community projects and realize, like, oh, that white lady is not a bigot. Or, oh, I thought that they were all Republicans were anti-gay. That guy over there is gay and he's friends with, you know, that person. Like, it's about the perceptions and misconceptions that are been established by a really, really bad force that's spreading across the world and country. And that's part of the plan, is to make us not like each other and to not trust each other and not not be connected. So, you know, this is part of that plan. And I hope that you'll do your own exploring. I have another site set up, shop.lauriebella. That's kind of where, well, just take a look at it. Right now, I have a lot of beautiful images and things that I have put up there. But I set it up so that if you are involved in Operation Rainbow, that you can put your listing for your business or your service. For example, Kimberline, I don't want to put them on there. Kimberline Commercial Barns, I don't want to put them on there without their permission, but they could set themselves up and put themselves there. And there's going to be a lot of barns being made. Kirk Cameron just built a beautiful barn with a cross, which is actually a very ingenious architecturally designed, because you get light at the top and all the way down the whole length of the barn, which lets the barn be flooded with light. He just was on americasvoice.news, which is online, but you can also see it on Pluto TV and Roku channel. And Kirk is on Facebook as well, involved with the movie Monumental, which goes back to our founders, the monument that was left outside Boston for us to have a roadmap back to our founding roots and heritage. And it's very fascinating. The movie's called Monumental, so watch it if you can. It's on YouTube too. But Kirk has campfire. Full name's gone out of my head, but just look for Kirk Cameron's campfire get together on Facebook. And his idea was to get people together and just talk to each other and learn from each other and be civil to each other and be kind to each other and, you know, share. You have a lot more chance of diffusing the chance of riots and other things happening again. Like when I came to California, folks, I was in the Embassy Suites in downtown Pasadena, and my husband, if I'm remembering this correctly, so long ago, he didn't have a vehicle, and so he took the car to La Canada, Flint Ridge, to do his new job at JPL, and he was in the labs testing. And this was before cell phones, and I couldn't get a hold of him, and our son was very, very ill, and I didn't know what to do, and I couldn't keep the temperature from going up. And then the riots had broken out, and the Rodney King riots, and nobody wanted to come and take me by taxi to the hospital. And because of those riots, folks, because of those riots and everyone being so afraid to go out and so much turmoil, and I was so afraid, by the time I got my husband to get home and take us to the hospital, our son's temperature was 107 degrees, and he was so close to dying. And the nurses yelled at me and said, why didn't you give him a suppository since he wasn't getting down the Tylenol? I said, well, I didn't know about that, but also I couldn't go out to get it because I was locked down in this fancy hotel. And our son is about 50% deaf now from having that high temperature, but he survived. But for a long time, he blamed me when he would get picked on at school for having this like amplifier device, because he was, as a kid, they weren't that keen on putting, that's another story, but I opted for the amplifier because I was afraid of the expensive hearing aids would be damaged as a kid, you know, playing. And they wouldn't cover it. The insurance wouldn't cover it because he wasn't born that way. it happened in the hotel when he had to gone into the tub and had a high temperature. The reason I'm telling you that is a lot of the stories of our families and our past are not shared, especially for people who are far away from their family members. And so part of the beauty of this plan, Operation Rainbow, the 9/11 annual memorial festival benefit, part of the beauty of it is that we get together and we share and we connect and we exchange stories and we show photos and we pass it down. I wanted to also mention that, I also wanted to mention, I'm sorry, I was not on the screen. If you want to call back in, I'll take your call. The number to call in for the guests who just called and I didn't get the call in time. I used to be an operator, switchboard operator when I first started working. 515-602-9725. And I'd like to tell you a little bit more about the good things that are happening, but I've put them up enough places and on enough channels that you can figure it out yourself, I think. One thing, if you've got property, think about doing worm castings, what I call organic enrichment, because we're going to need to do a lot more farming, and we're also going to need to get more organic, get the pesticides out. They're putting chemicals into, you know, the food chain on purpose. And I say they, I mean this satanic cult or whatever it is that's running the world, because this, I mean, here's a real easy way to understand it. Think about the Russell Crowe movie. I think it was called A Beautiful Mind. And I think it takes place in Princeton. And he also played in The Gladiator. Think about that, where they're putting the tobacco industry, knowing that the tobacco is bad enough, but then they were putting nicotine into it and then chemicals as well. So you ask yourself, what kind of a company would purposely put extra bad things into tobacco and cigarettes and cigars and those kind of things, knowing that it's not good for human beings? And that's part of the plan, people. That's what you have to wrap your head around. This is not, these aren't, I don't know if they're from some other, you know, dimension, or the fallen angels, or if they're just plain sick ass, you know, cult Satanists. I don't know what their issue is, but they don't want us here. And that's part of what's going on with the Agenda 30, is to make people be forced to go back into the city so they can corral us easier and, you know, decide what goes into our water and that kind of stuff. And so many kids are identifying suddenly as you know, binary and all the other acronyms. I don't even know what they all mean. Something's going on where they're trying to alter people. And I know that sounds like hard to comprehend, but this is not 1950 America anymore. Okay, something wicked this way comes. All right, but that's all right, because we're going to get through it and we're going to chase this hell back to where it belongs. And we can do that every day by praying together and declaring out loud that we ask for the Lord's will to be done. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ Almighty, and that this cabal will fall. Amen. All right, so one of the things that I posted on the In Circle Twitter feed is a thing on water filtration. Alexa Pure is the one that I think is a good one, but there's all kinds of companies that are waking up and realizing that you know, we've got to be more proactive. A lot more camping trips are going to be taken, a lot more road trips are going to be taken, so there's going to be a lot more need for gear for that, you know, ice chests and that kind of stuff. All all kinds of more like, I guess the suits aren't going to be as needed as the, you know, rugged outdoor ranch and farm clothing. So Glenn Beck's working on that. He has American Giant. Julie Andrews is into music and fashion. She's very connected to the music in orchestras and things like that. One of my relatives is as well. And she is working on fashion and books that matter. And so she has Julie Andrews' collection. And they're not part of, you know, I'm not affiliated with them, just part of what I call the in circle, people that are stepping up, trying to do good. Brooke Shields, who I have seen, saw many times in Princeton when I worked at Princeton University. And my twin was right next to her at the Green Line Diner. And Brooke said, put it on my tab. And I thought, God, it must be so cool to be 20 years old and have it be, you know, wealthy enough to have a tab at a diner. Like, but that was like the real hangout place. And the guy who played Superman, Dean Cain, he also went to Princeton and at the time he was dating Brooke. So she's getting involved, I think, because of being a model and being so beautiful. She looks so fantastic for, well, not I would say for her age. She just looks so fantastic. She's, I think, going to be involved with the modeling. And right now the Lord's sending me a nice, big, clear message, and that's an eagle flying over my house. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I think I got it. All right, and that eagle is important because that was tied into something when we were young. And this is all in the book, but the book is so complex and hard to believe. If you have a chance and you you know, are kind of searching for answers, I really highly suggest the series called Lost, L-O-S-T. That came out in 2004. I never watched it. I was busy working. I had kids. I wasn't, I'd never, you know, had like pay TV. So I never saw it until last week. And it's mind-blowing, you know, how the Lord drops hints and things to think about into movies and music. But if you're not like kind of tuned in, you're not going to pick up on it. Like, for example, I just told my nephew, I've got two nephews that have the same name. They both begin with I. And one's on my husband's side and one's on my side. I just told my nephew that he basically had to forgive his brother, or my brother, his dad. And I said, you know, he screwed up, but he's not a bad person. He just got off track. And that made me think of the line in the movie A Holiday with Jude Law and Kate Winslet and Jack Black, where the model leaves Jack Black's character because she saw something shining and more, you know, alluring, and he's such a good guy, such a sweet guy, and she leaves him, and then she realizes that she screwed up. And in the story, he's a composer of music for movies, and that's also what Cameron Diaz does. And so that's how they know each other. Anyway, and Jude Law plays Cameron Diaz's love interest. But anyway, the girlfriend that leaves Jack Black says, I screwed up. And when I said that to my nephew, I realized, like, oh, that's that line from that movie. But I gave him a Dutch anti-talk. I don't know whether he's going to listen to me or not. I hope he does. And if you're listening, I love you, Scott. And I love you, Naomi. And I love you, Diane. And Sam. And all the rest of the family. And the ones that are in Europe. Get the word out, people, okay? Spread this. If you've got a place that has a nice location, I have a relative that has a nice place on the ocean and greenhouses. Think about putting in like a retreat or a place that people could go to just to do yoga and meditate and to, you know, connect and have fellowship together. I just went through something kind of weird. I went out to visit on a road trip our son and his girlfriend, and they're up in Nevada. So it was a long road trip. I mean, a very long road trip. And I went walking. We were trying to find a place to go get a massage because we never have, we haven't been anywhere in so long. We were, you know, really twins in a lot of pain. And, you know, we were set that we were going to go get a massage. And it was almost like the story, Goldilocks and the Three Bears, where couldn't get the right fit, and it wasn't the right, it was too small or too big, or, you know, then finally it's just right. We went to this one place and it was very, very fancy in a casino. And I'm walking through the casino and I'm realizing that I'm getting sick walking through the casino, feeling physically ill. I couldn't figure out, like, what's happening. I just started feeling so, like, the weight of this evil that was there. And we went to this one spa place, and it's a long story, but it was real, really posh, but it didn't have an opening. And so I was like, I will find someplace else. So we go to another one that's not in a casino, but and it probably would have been a good place to go because we also wanted to get a swim in. My twin and I love to swim. Oh, Leo does too. But and the kids do too. But I got upset with the gal that was in there because she was obviously having a bad day and she was very disrespectful to my twin. And thinking, you want people to pay big bucks to come here and you're acting like you're doing them a favor to talk to them. And it was also very dark there. And very closed room. So I just stormed out and I was like, no, we're not going to this one. So when we did finally go to a place, it was called The Refuge in Reno. And this happened to be right next to the car museum that's there. So it was a nice location. So I thought, oh, well, Leo can go to the car museum because he loves old cars. You know, like there's a Peterson's Museum up in outside LA. It was also one down here where I am at the Deer Park Winery. But this was another car museum that we had never heard of. So I thought he was going to go in there. And he said something told him not to go in there. And so he just sat out and waited. But this refuge place had a really good vibe and it was very peaceful. But by the time I had gone through this casino, I felt like, I don't know if I was like a magnet, like I was picking up all this really negative energy. And then I felt so, so worn out. So when I did the meditation part of the experience, because I was going into this, I guess you call it like an escape room, like a big pod, and filled with water that has special stuff in it. And it's like, it forces you to meditate. And the stuff that I saw when I was in there wasn't that it was being, you know, well, that's another story. But when I was doing the meditation, I had these headphones on. And, you know, it's like the typical, you know, OM. Meditation music, but I also heard specific things. And bottom line is, you know, I was praying while I was, you know, in the chair, with the headphones on, praying out loud and declaring, you know, that this evil was going to be stomped. And I heard confirmation that I was correct. So that was one thing. But then when I got out of the chair, this gal walks by and she says to me, "Your brother was a great man, but you brought heaven to earth." And it just totally knocked my socks off because I know she didn't probably say that in real life. I looked at her and she said, "Are you okay?" But the Lord had her say that to me. And I know that sounds crazy, but I'm saying that we're in a different season here, people. We're in a different time. Okay. Things are accelerating, and it's not going to be the same way. We're going to be much more connected is what it comes down to. We're going to be much more close to each other, but also to the Lord. And I know she didn't say that, but that's what the Lord had me hear her say, if you catch my drift. And, you know, I'm being very vulnerable by telling you that because, you know, when this started happening to me, my spiritual awakening, even my big brother, who I love so much and miss so much, I expected to see him this year or last year, and he ended up passing from the jab. Even my big brother said, you know, what's going on with you? You seem like you're getting really weird. And I was like, oh. But that's because for a long time, people have just been going through the motions. You know, they're not in tune. And that's probably why I mentioned about the show, The Lost, because you'll understand when you watch it how things are not always the way you think they are, but also how everyone's lives interconnect. Like I think I mentioned in one of my other shows that when I was young after the earthquake, I just happened to meet Don Schneider and of Dukes of Hazzard. And my brother-in-law was a big Dukes of Hazzard fan, and you know, Barbara Bach was, you know, one of his favorites. And I was so surprised to meet him at the mall in Valencia. And now he's definitely a part of this, this what I call in circle. He's trying to do what he thinks he should do. And John Rich is doing what he thinks he should do. John Rich was in Las Vegas when the horrible event happened there. So bottom line is the people that you know in your life, if they have special skills or talents, if they are, you know, big wheels, or even if they're just, you know, someone that, you know, plays a banjo really well, whatever it is, think about them for your events, for the 9/11 memorial, the 9/11 annual memorial festival benefits, because each town can do their own thing, but it's also be done by, you know, a lot of stuff happening in New York City, obviously. But, you know, all these years, these last 20 years, it's been a type of thing where people are so sad on 9/11. This is going to be different this year, okay? I have a call coming in. Let's see. Thanks for calling in, Circle Us. How are you today?
Yes, my name is Matthew E. O'Neill, O'Neill.
Matthew E. O'Neill.
Yeah. I'm just giving your show a call. I'm an author at Amazon.com. I have 7 books on that website. I'm the former top rated editor for Everipedia Incorporated. It's a cryptocurrency and internet encyclopedia said company. It was recently rebranded IQ Wiki. I just was on Blog Talk Radio and I took a look at your show. Is your show about arts and entertainment?
I think this particular one was in culture, but I'm not certain.
Well, of course, I mean, cryptocurrency is a pretty new aspect of our culture. It's been around for less than a decade, and it's invested in by, you know, by many people, and hundreds of millions of dollars are invested in cryptocurrency every month. So it's a new concept. A lot of people that are older don't know much about cryptocurrency. But I was previously employed by the company Everipedia Incorporated, which featured a cryptocurrency and an internet encyclopedia set. And I wrote over 1,000 articles for that company. So a cryptocurrency, you know, it's an option. You know, back in the 80s, they made a lot of movies about, you know, the stock market and Wall Street. there was a movie with Charlie Sheen and Michael Douglas I watched recently called Wall Street, where the young stockbroker, you know, tries
that's
to get, you know, get people
movie,
to invest. Okay, but so cryptocurrency is new. A lot of people don't know about it. So to the listeners on your show, I just want to say that, you know, cryptocurrency, I think it's worth investing in. I know there's been some fraud with other companies and people have gone to prison recently. But overall, I think it's something new and I think it's something to offer people.
All right. Well, say it again, your name and where and the name of your book so they can look for it on Amazon.
Yeah, it is Matthew E. O'Neill. That's spelled O'Neill. I have 7 books, but my recent book is called Everipedia Mob Chronicles. Everipedia Mob Chronicles. And Everipedia was spelled Everipedia. It's just a short book, small Kindle ebook about certain mob characters that I interviewed in my Amazon podcast.
Interesting. Well, I would like to have you call in again, and I hope that your listeners will check out those books and the crypto information that's in there. And congratulations to you to be so prolific and produce 7 books already. I'm still struggling with the first one. I actually only have 7 minutes left, so I'm going to have to sign off, but please call in again.
Okay, well, thank you. All right.
All right, so y'all hear that? You can back up when you go to the page for the channel. You can listen to shows, and you can back it up and listen to the parts you missed, that kind of thing. I just want to briefly touch on before we have to go. I didn't book enough time today, and I kind of rambled, so I apologize. I posted some pictures there, show you about this road trip in circle thing going on. It's not rings. It's, you know, the Lord of the Rings. Yeah, everyone knows about that. But it really comes down to circle the wagons. In other words, you know, we've got to stick together, folks. And there is so many good things happening, but you're not going to hear about it if you're not plugged in and to the right sources. And so that's partly why if you go to LoriBella.com, I have the events put there, and some of them are national. I think there's one coming up in Memphis next, and then there's one in Vegas in August. It's a whole lot of stuff going on, so just pay attention. Now, I just want to mention briefly the pictures I put up. I probably will take down them, but to take a look at it. But a long time ago, back in the 70s, my big sister and her new husband and my big brother and his good friend went on a road trip across the country when my brother and his best friend got out of the Coast Guard. And that's what that is. It's the BMW Windjammer 3 that they're sitting on. And then the other picture is some of my brothers and sisters. I have a big tribe on the beach in Sea Isle City. And one of the things I wanted to just touch on to have you understand what's going on. When I went on this road trip recently, I posted about this on Truth Social. So if you check it out, you can see it. I'm just a very open, upfront person. And, you know, I put up there what I found, what I stumbled upon. And my twin, who's, you know, I'm Captain Kirk, she's Spock, and you know, she's just like, oh, it doesn't mean anything. You're always looking for signs, whatever. I know that it means something, and I know that it's important. And so take a look at that. It's on Truth Social. And I think you can recognize that it's my account. I'm just trying to find it. I have so many stinking accounts. You can recognize that it's me because it's my husband and me in Lake Tahoe when our kids were small. We went and got our pictures done, and our friends that were with us had a picture done at the same time with their kids. And that was the trip that they conceived their third kid on, so that was kind of fun. And anyway, it's Lori and Company, Lori Parrish with two R's. And, I have 12 followers, which I know is pretty pitiful. But don't follow me. I'm not in this for my ego. I'm in it to save my country and save the world. So I don't want someone to say, oh, yeah, she's paying attention to what that, Lori and Company crazy lady says, I'm not going to follow her. I'm going to, not give them business, or I'm going to defund their platform, or refuse to do business with them. That kind of, unless you've been through it, you don't know how vindictive and without morals these people are. And I know a lot of people who've been through it, and that's part of why I put together the ICU guide, so people can get just a glimpse at some of the stuff that's been going on, and the targeting of people, and the misuse of power, and the misuse of our tax dollars, and the concentrated effort to destroy the world so that a few can rule it. And that's not going to happen, okay? That's not going to continue. All right, so check out the Amazon. I can't put a link in, but if you put it into the chat room, I'll put it on Twitter. Caller, you can just send O'Neill, Mr. O'Neill. I'd be happy to put that on my In Circle. So put it into the chat room. And thank you for the compliment, Doc. I appreciate that about the info. It's only going to work if we all work together. And Mr. O'Neill, if you put the link to your Amazon page, I'll do that. But I'm personally trying to get people to get off of Amazon. We have other alternatives, and I put those into the ICU guide. Amazon's a huge company and very, very powerful, but there's a company I became aware of that recycles books, and so that's a great thing because they can make recycled products out of it. And I have something about the recycled products. I'm out of time, but go over to Truth Social and you'll see some cool stuff that I posted there. And don't have to share it, just tell people about it. And don't follow me. I'm okay with that. If this is about trying to find ways to have people be able to participate, whether they're growing food and selling it, and then that goes into the scholarship fund for the rescued kids, so they can get care, or if you want to be a person that's a foster care provider, or if you want to be a person that's doing dental work, start a foundation, get donations for your foundation, and then you can be, if you're retired especially, you can do that on the side just to give back. So there's all kinds of good ways you can get involved. And again, it's on Truth Social, Lori and Company, Lori Parrish. God bless you. Be of good cheer. And as they say in Holland, Prost. Seeing you all, tot ziens. Be bold, be brave, and we'll all be free. And God bless America so we can bless the world. Get out there, Patriots. Let's roll.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, Lori and company listeners. Thanks for tuning in and stopping by. As you can see from the show notes, I've put the information from the latest Reawaken Tour itinerary on below the Blog Talk Radio, Lori and Company Show page. A lot of stuff is going on. And, you know, I do want to get to the point where I can just talk about, you know, happy stuff and beautiful stuff and do the interviews and have people coming, stopping by the show to talk about what's going on with them. But right now the focus is on getting people aware and alert and ready to fight. And I don't mean fight like street brawling or, you know, what the kind of stuff that Obama's supporters do with rioting and harassing people in public places like restaurants and going to justices' houses and illegally threatening them, trying to change their mind about issues. That's against the law. It's a federal crime. They should be in prison. But Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris, they won't do anything because they're Democrats that are doing it. So that's how they operate. They use intimidation. They use really low, dirty street tactics. And that's how they get in office. That's how they stay in office. So it's coming out that there is, like what we've been told, a lot going on behind the scenes. But most people just aren't aware. So I'm trying to tell you to pay attention because for a long time, the media made fun of people who were what they call preppers, you know, preparing for natural disasters and things like that. Now they realize, oh, they might have had some, reason to be pushing that because there are going to be food shortages, there are going to be supply chain problems. And honestly, the farmers aren't to be blamed. If there's no diesel for the equipment, how can you plow 20 acres? You know, it's like the demon rats are so insane. That's why nobody wants anything to do with them because all they care about is keeping their foot in the door. I want to give a shout out to Rand Paul, Senator Rand Paul. He's an eye doctor, surgeon, and he's the son of Ron Paul, who was also a doctor and a military veteran, and, you know, basically a very decent man who raised a decent son. And Rand Paul told the Democrats in Congress, you're not going to get $40 billion to send to Ukraine to bail out your scumbag pals there because we're going to put an inspector general over that money and see where it goes. Because what they've been covering up is that for a long time, our tax dollars aren't used to help programs in America, help the homeless, the people who are mentally ill, the people that are coming back from war and they're, you know, they have missing legs, missing arms. They have shell shock, PTSD it's called now. They're not taking care of our roads and our system of keeping our own country and securing our ports and securing our airports and harbors and borders. They're not doing that. They're sending it to their crony friends in high places. And that's what the Bible means when it says that we are battling principalities of darkness in high places and wickedness. But guess what? Just like cockroaches, when you shine a light, they scramble and they scatter. So that's what we're doing. And that's why they're in a panic mode because they are realizing they're not going to be able to get away with what they've been doing. So shout out to Rand Paul, Senator Rand Paul from Kentucky, for putting the cabal on notice that we're paying attention and that you're not going to get $44 billion to send to your pals over there in the Ukraine and all your big farm buddies. Big pharmacy has their pharmaceutical companies like Moderna and others have their bio labs, their bioweapon labs set up in China, Ukraine. Yeah, C-H-Y-N-N-A. So when Trump said that the virus came from China, he didn't mean Hong Kong or Beijing. He meant China, Ukraine. The Nazis never went away. It just went off radar. And that's what really freaks me out, is that here we have so much knowledge about how the Nazis operated, what they did, how they manipulated public opinion, how they controlled the media, controlled people, threatened people. If you didn't do what you were told, whether you're a German officer or a German civilian, you'd be killed. You know, like, just ruthless, barbaric, demented, evil people occupied by some demonic force, which, by the way, this archaeologist found the throne of Satan, and he brought it back and dug it up and brought it back to Berlin and reassembled it. And right after that, it was when the darkness fell on Germany and Hitler rose to power. Okay, so the throne of Satan is behind this, and that's why when I say to you that Obama made sure that his acceptance speech was done at an exact replica of the throne of Satan, which is also called the throne of Pergamon, it matters. Okay, there's a lot of theologians that are actually, you know, not educated by communists in theologian colleges that are actually informed, and unfortunately, a lot of them have passed. But Tom Horn is one of them. Dearman, he's not a pastor, but he's an informed person. Pastor Erwin Baxter was another. Kim Clement was a pastor, but he was also a prophet. You know, Mark Taylor, retired fireman, started having strange things happen to him. I've had strange things happen to me. So has many other people that are in this fight. And it doesn't mean that we're, you know, special. It just means that we're being used at this time to try to help the world. If you want to call in and discuss the topic of your lessons that you've learned during the lockdown, the number is 319-527-6779. You know, I have a lot of things I want to talk to you about, but I have to always feel like I can't, because I don't want to involve other people in my circle and maybe have them get mad at me. I'd love to talk about my family more and my twin, the teacher, and what's happening here at our place. I don't even feel comfortable talking about my farm, because what was done to us racked up our farm. And I say what it was done to us because it was very manipulated, very connived, very, very orchestrated in a very diabolical way. And it came out of nowhere. And I only had one warning on Twitter run by the Satanist. And it said, we're going to ruin your life and you won't see it coming. And I was hoping it was, you know, just some trolls being nasty, but that's what they did. They took us by surprise. So, you know, we were locked out of our bank accounts, had no place to go. Had a house sold already, so we had to figure out what to do. And, you know, just all kinds of other stuff that you don't want to know about happened. And I, you know, sometimes I feel just like I want to tell you so that you can understand. But then what happens is that, you know, people I was smeared online. I had my business is wrecked. I mean, all kinds of really dastardly stuff was done, and nobody seems to care. And, you know, I'm not asking people to send money to help me. I'm asking people to send money to help this concept of having a scholarship for the children that are being rescued by the Our Rescue and Best for Child Rescue and other organizations that are going after these pedophile rings. And I'm not saying I have to be in charge of that money. I'm just saying I'd like to be able to say, because of our efforts, we were able to give, you know, a check for XYZ, you know, X amount to the scholarship fund. And then that would make the Rawhide Ranch be able to feel confident about hiring more counselors and, you know, building, putting on another, you know, like right, some of their cabins are basically trailers that have wood on the outside. You know, get some more trailers and, you know, have it be that this comes to fruition. And there's a lot of people that I know could make a big difference in this. And one of them is Glenn Beck and his listeners. And we can't be in a situation where nobody talks to anyone and they don't trust one another. And one of the things about why I post the information from Clay Clark and General Flynn and frontline doctors and, you know, Cash Patel and Eric Trump and Don Trump Jr. and all the other people that are involved with this Reawaken America tour. I post it because I don't care who gets the credit. I just want it to get out there. I want you to be paying attention when it comes to your area. The Virginia Beach one, the South Carolina one just happened, the Florida one just happened, and I think the next one is going to be Rochester, New York. And that's kind of funny that is the location, because that's where my husband's aunt spent most of her life as a nurse. And she was from Holland, but she was really gracious, very wise, very good woman. And she's the one that, you know, talked to me more about natural therapies and ways to help people without using drugs. And she was a very ahead of her time woman. I think Rudolf Steiner was the one that she read a lot of. I might get that name wrong. But I'd like to think that Tante Tell is, her name was Kat, Katerina, that, you know, she is looking down from heaven and seeing what I'm trying to do. And is pleased. Anyway, what I wanted to go into is that some of the people that are part of, you know, what I call the reawakening, some of them are really saying things that are helpful. And like one of those things is, I'll mention Alex Jones. You know, he said, oh, the Q movement is all BS, and the person behind it is Ali Alexander, who looks like Sammy Davis Jr.'s offspring, down to the overbite. And, you know, basically threw a wrench into the whole Q movement that was going on, where people were talking, you know, about that a lot, talking about the clues that were being given on the 8chan boards and other places. And then people would look into them themselves. There's definitely, I didn't pay attention to it at first. Then I did, and I was, you know, kind of blown away. And then I was made fun of by people that I consider important, that, you know, it was a big conspiracy and you're being set up and all this stuff. So, yeah, you have to really think carefully about what you say and what you do. And that's one of the warnings that LT of And We Know and Melissa of Freedom Force have always advocated, to, you know, really watch careful about your sources. And you know, I've made a lot of mistakes, and sometimes I catch them and sometimes I don't. Things that I think are, you know, legit but aren't. And a lot of the stuff that's happened to me that I'm trying to, you know, not tell everything because I, not because I want to sell a book, but because I don't want what I have had happen used as, you know, some plot for a TV show. I mean, as it is, part of the race for me to get this done and to finish this book and to like, do these regular shows is because I don't know what's going to happen, and I don't know if I'm going to be not able to remember things because I see that happening. That's a whole other story, but my mother started having problems finding words when they thought it was Alzheimer's, but it was actually dementia, which is what Bruce Willis has right now. And, you know, we weren't very, I mean, we knew her father, my mom's father had senility and hardening of the arteries. It basically, you know, wasn't in his right mind at the end of his life. But when she started having signs that something wasn't right, it was way before people talked about dementia or Alzheimer's. So a lot of people just thought she was being repetitive or, you know, not having anything to talk about. So you just talk about the past all the time and all that kind of stuff. And the reason I'm mentioning this is because, A, you know, be kind to the people in your life. You don't know what they're going through. And B, there are cures for these problems we're dealing with, you know, whether it's cancer or Alzheimer's or whatever it might be, that MS, like Michael J. Fox has. You know, this is all being kept from us by this diabolical group of really wicked monsters. And, you know, Big Pharm makes more money with selling drugs than they do by selling a cure. And, you know, so they'll keep you. So keep, you know, there are drugs that do good things, but they're also keeping a lot back. And so what Carl Schwab, the leftover Nazi, yeah, you're a leftover Nazi. Don't act like you're not. You're for eugenics and you're for the superior race being able to decide what happens. You know, this man speaks as if he's God. You're nothing. You're a professor. You're just a whack job professor, just like Obama, just like Bill Ayers, the terrorist, just like all the rest of you scum, like President Wilson, who was a professor at Princeton University before he became a really lousy president. You Democrats seem to only pick scumbags and whack jobs for leaders. Anyway, Schwab was talking in an interview recently with Obama's hero, the little gay fart that, you know, advocates everyone becoming immortal by, you know, basically you don't have to wait for a man in the clouds. You can do your own thing, says in his thick Israeli accent. You know, wonder why the Jews are so hated around the world. It's because of scumbags like that that they allow to come to power and be focal points. I mean, my God, this man's lunatic, and they act like it's normal to be talking about getting people to basically give up their DNA and everything and have it be altered and changed the way they want it to be. Anyway, Schwab was saying that, you know, it's going to be that the rich will have, you know, the best food and the best medical care and the best, you know, live real long. I mean, the freaking Queen Elizabeth is, what, 96 now? You know, they all seem to have really long lives, like Rockefeller and Rothschild. Why is that? Because they're getting help and care and medical cures and biospheres that they go into and med beds that they use because they're wealthy and therefore they get to have access to that. So what I'm telling you about this for is because right now, there are tens of thousands of indictments and seized assets that aren't being talked about by the paid off media. They also have money problems, the cabal for, the hidden hand mafia, whatever you want to call it, that runs the world. They have money problems because of their assets being seized, which was done by President Trump. Anyone who's affiliated or connected with human trafficking, sex trafficking, pedophilia, or hurting kids, their assets immediately get seized. And so that is why they ginned up this war in the Ukraine and tried to make, Putin into this, big, horrible man, because they're flooding the country with their operatives. And on top of it, they want $44 billion, a big slush fund that they can distribute to their little armies that they have there and the Nazi pals that they have there. And, it's all a way to waste our money some more and have another 20-year war that goes nowhere and costs us trillions, just like Iraq did. Remember when George W. Bush said that, we're going to be in and out, just a short period. You have to go to Iraq and, it's Iraqi freedom and all this stuff. And, we got to go because, they bombed the World Trade Towers, right? It'll come out that the World Trade Centers were imploded, okay? They didn't have planes fly into them, okay? Well, if I talk about that, then people just turn off. It's not what we were told, and they got caught because of their stupidity and their operatives not really, I'm putting up the video from 3 hours ago that, showed the twin towers there, and now they're not. Oh, no, that's a time difference. Yeah, no, you got caught. Anyway, this is a war that is going on for a long time, and this is with an entity that has been here on Earth from the beginning. And if you want to call that entity evil or Satan or whatever you want to call it, off-world, it's not for us, okay? And that's really all you need to know, that right now, anyway, that this is much deeper than, stolen election in 2020 or, Democrats versus Republicans. It's much more involved and much more serious than that. And all I'm asking you to do to get on the same page quickly, because you'll want to know who, you'll want to have a group of people you can trust. Now, I wanted to talk a bit about what I'm working on. There's a couple of things. I call it Plan B. That's on my logo. If you look at my Getter page on Lori Parrish, I have my logos I've been working on. Maybe notice one of the ones, I have to put it back up. But one of them shows kind of like a bridge, and then it shows, I'll let you figure it out, okay? But there's a hidden message in it. And I do this kind of stuff, what I call Easter eggs, because I don't want to tell you what to think. I want you to go like, oh, okay. Because that's what this cabal does. They communicate using symbology and numbers and special dates that are important to their little satanic clubs. And for a long time, because most people aren't evil, we didn't get it. But now people are more aware. And part of that is because of the the cue boards, which were supposedly run by higher up echelon people. And those people, they're under non-disclosure, so they can't just say everything. They have to drop hints. But part of it is that they're getting leaks, and so they try to get it out to the public. But then they put people in danger. So, you know, it's sometimes they refer to the Q information as the number 17, because Q is the 17th letter of the alphabet. And I come right before Q, with my last name being Parrish. And I wanted to also mention that L is an important letter. It's a holy, 7 is a holy number. And there's a lot of L people in this fight. And I don't think that's a coincidence. And even like Glenn Beck, he has L in his first name and also his middle name. And Michael Lindell, you know, he's a three-letter, 3L name. And Lara Logan, a 2L name. Amber Lyons is another reporter that spilled the beans on what was going on. A lot of other good people. Melissa and LT of, and we know, and Melissa of FreedomForce.live. So I'm mentioning this for a reason, because at the risk of sounding a little, you know, a little strange, God has me hear and see things, and so that helps. But then when I realize, you know, what it is, I try to explain it. But then when you do try to explain it, it sounds ridiculous. So it's like, if someone in your life starts telling you that they're seeing things or hearing things, do not assume that they are mentally out of it or losing their brain, losing their mind. It could be that God is, you know, speaking to them through them. Yes, it's true that, you know, you don't want to have someone, like, for example, speaking in tongues. If you don't have anyone there to interpret, you don't know what that person's saying, and it can be kind of scary. And I'll give you an example of that. Torben Sondergaard of the Last Reformation said the first time they heard a person become possessed and start speaking in this, you know, demonic tone, and, you know, like he was just laying hands on her to heal her, because that's what, you know, he was like thinking that the Bible, Book of Acts, says, you know, put hands on each other and, you know, heal and pray for each other and, you know, believe, like, with the faith of a child, that, you know, you can do greater, like Jesus said, we do greater things than he had done. So he the first time that happened, where a person, you know, started talking to him in this, you know, deep, scary voice, the person that was with Torben, you know, ran behind the sofa and was, you know, hiding and afraid. And Torben wasn't too, you know, he was pretty shook up, but he just ordered the thing out of the person and for it to go back to where it came from hell. And he just got himself through it. Now, if you're a person who's never had any relationship with God, or, you know, had anything strange happen to you, you know, you hear that, you know, people are crazy. All right, there is so much more to what is going on in the world than what you're aware of, including the deep underground military bases, including the UFO activity, which I believe is from another dimension, or like a pages of a book, you know, that the pages kind of bleed into each other, like ink from one page goes into the other page. Look at it that way. But there's way, way more going on than what our people are aware. And it's not because I'm from this, you know, I was a young girl when Star Trek came into, the first original series came on. But, and apparently, you know, there are people who are having much more information given to them or experiences. So I'm not saying that, you know, I'm special. I'm not saying that at all. But I am saying that you've got to open your mind up, that there's more going on than meets the eye, and that there is a pushback against this cabal, and that the cabal will fall. We declare in the name of Jesus Christ that this cabal will fall and its evil will be uprooted, torn out by its tendrils, by its roots, and ejected off this planet, and that we will be free. And we declare this in the name of Jesus Christ Almighty, and we release God's heavenly army to go forth and destroy it. Amen. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And just saying those words, the spoken word, is so important. And we haven't been doing that. And, you know, I'm a little annoyed at the churches, too, because they're so you know, uptight and strict and by the book that they don't even realize that they're not doing what they're supposed to be doing. So, you know, the churches are worried about keeping their attendance, and that's their focus in their tithing, you know, they want to make it entertaining and that it's like some social club and, you know, that their little, you know, kingdom stays the way it is. I mean, I've gone to churches that have, you know, huge congregations. I've gone to little dinky ones and I've gone to things in between. And you can tell which ones have, you know, have people that are on fire for the Lord and have the Holy Spirit. And I don't mean that they're, you know, putting snakes around their neck and, you know, doing that kind of weird stuff. I'm talking about people that are just trying to be, you know, servants of the Lord. That leads me into Glenn Beck. You know, in a way, Glenn Beck has done a lot for, how can I put this? Besides being educational with his blackboards and, you know, trying to figure things out, and, you know, he's the one that got into showing, you know, what George Soros was involved with and how he got to be on all these boards and who George Soros is really, and showed the interviews of, you know, Steve Croft, a 60 Minutes interviewing Soros, and Soros says how much he liked helping the Nazis, happy days of his life and all this stuff. And he wasn't a kid, he was a young man. So, you know, Anderson Cooper, the CIA agent, or intern, I should say, said, oh, you know, George Soros was a kid at the time, he was just doing what he had to do to stay alive. No, it wasn't what was going on. He's evil. And he wants to be God, and that is what Soros has said. So Soros enjoys, you know, like crashing the British pound like he did decades ago, and wrecking countries by currency manipulation, and just, you know, basically going into areas that are conservative and red, and flooding it with propaganda and horrible lies, and then it turned blue, red areas blue. That's what happened here in San Diego, which was always a Republican stronghold. That's what happened in Colorado, Arizona. You know, they just used stolen elections and buy-ups of ads to change public opinion. So you've got to turn off the media because they are liars. They're paid liars, and that they don't care what happens to you. They don't care if you know, they push for disarming the country, and then the Chinese army comes in with their billions of people that they have and takes over and kicks you out or kills you and, you know, puts you in a masquerade. They don't care. The media does not care. They don't care about you. Conservative media actually can care about people. They care about giving good tips like, you know, like LifeLock or the one you use to secure your deed on your property so it can't be used to take out loans in your name. You know, all kinds of information that is helpful, including AMAC, which is the alternative to the communist AARP, who, you know, work for the Democrats. So AMAC is trying to influential and powerful as what AARP has become. And, you know, there's a lot of really uninformed, clueless, elderly people that do as they're told. And So, you know, we got to start talking about organizations that are trying to help people. And I'm telling you that the media is not trying to help you. Every ad that, what's like 70, 80% of their ads are from Big Pharma saying, you know, take this drug to make you have sex. Take this drug to make you calm down. Take this drug if you have anxiety. Take this drug if you, you know, they're not looking out for you. Okay. So one of the things that I'm trying to do, and so is other people, is to talk about healthy solutions for living. And, you know, I've told, you know, past shows I've said that, you know, I've never done drugs. Well, I haven't. I also saw that once in my life when I was going through a tough time, my doctor was so quick to put me on antidepressant. And because I thought the doctor was good, I just like, oh, okay. And, you know, made me all like out of it. And so what? It was a, you know, wasn't an illegal drug. It was a prescribed drug from a doctor. I think it was Wellbutrin or something. And they also shoved onto my husband Metformin, which has all kinds of problems now that it's coming out about it. So we started doing our own research on things, on drugs especially, because we didn't want to be on prescriptions. And so I just, you know, I took up that Wellbutrin, you know, for, I don't know, a month or two. I don't remember, but it was a while ago, 10 years ago. But, and my husband wanted to get off of the Metformin. And so he did research, and now he takes just a over-the-counter berberine, which does it for him as long as he watches what he eats. So there are ways that you can change your life naturally and homeopathically. And I'm not saying that you can't take prescription drugs. Don't, you know, keep taking your prescription drugs. Don't do anything without talking to your doctor. But there's a lot of things that are coming to light that can help you to feel better and doesn't involve a prescription. Like, for example, Dr. Vladimir Zelenko came out with basically a way to stay well and not get COVID and, you know, help with your, if you had the jab, he has a product that can help you not to get blood clots, which is, they're calling it kill shot, because many people, including young athletes in soccer especially, are getting blood clots after taking the jab. And there are very, very decent, good doctors who have come forward to try to blow the whistle on this, and they're not being seen on paid-off media. Because it's almost like this paid-off media only hires people who will lie for pay, and they don't care how many people die. They, you know, keep pushing the drug, and unless their own kid or their own spouse dies, they're not going to go, I wonder how I was well before I got this jab, and now I'm not. And this especially bothers me because of my brother getting the jab and dying in November, but also because I have people, relatives on the East Coast that got the jab, and some are, you know, expecting babies. Some have already miscarried, and some have magnetic areas where they got the jab. So something is going on, and you've got to be protecting yourself, because the media, CNN and the other scumbags out there, they don't care what happens to you. And that's one thing about Glenn Beck. He actually cares, okay? He also has done a lot to make people not be putting down Mormons, because Glenn became a Mormon even though he was raised Catholic because of his drinking alcoholism issue. he's an arrested alcoholic. And he knows a lot of good people. And he also knows people who are, you know, Jews, like Rabbi Daniel Lapin. And, you know, he speaks to a lot of different people. But the truth is that you can't be saying, oh, well, you know, the Catholics or the Irish are all drunks, and the you know, the Catholics are I don't know, part of the problem, or, you know, whatever. You can't just be blaming groups. Okay, I will blame the Democrats for most of the problems we have right now, because they did it. They're the ones that stopped the law that was in place in 1954 that prohibited letting people come into our country, or groups come into our country that were anti-U.S. And that, I'm sorry, but, you know, one of the reasons why things have changed so rapidly is because of the mass influx of Marxists and Muslims that are radical. There are peaceful Muslims, but the ones that we're getting are jihadists. And also communists. That's why our country has gone downhill so quickly. Because their plan is to take over and take what we have. They're like pirates, okay? Now, even the Muslims that have been interviewed, they go, you know, why should we get a job? We can just take what others have. You know, these people don't think the way we do, okay? And I say these people, meaning these radicals, not putting down. I'm not putting down all Muslims as being radical. I'm saying the jihadist ones are the problem, as are the communists. So anyway, if you want to call in and talk about your lockdown issues, I'm going to talk about that next. 319-527-6779, and take a little break. Come back and take your phone calls. I know it sounds like I'm rambling, but there's a lot to get through. And if you want to know what's happening with the indictments and the seized assets, FreedomForce.live has that in the videos. She has like 600 videos, and it's linked on her page. So take a look at that. I'm going to take a little break, listen to the song at the end of the ads. The song is called Winner, and that's dedicated to all the people out there who are struggling with addiction, struggling with trying to get their lives back after having issues like losing an arm or a leg, or coming back from the Iraq and having to start their lives again. It's dedicated to the people who are struggling with addictions and with health issues, and with people who are just starting their lives over and starting a new chapter. All right, here you go.
You know, sometimes it's hard to decide what to watch on TV. Cox Contour TV makes that decision easier with the entertainment you love in one place. Enjoy live TV, on-demand programs, DVR recordings, and music, all with the sound of your voice with a Contour voice remote. Catch the golf and basketball action you've been waiting for and get real-time scores, stats, and highlights on the Contour Sports app. Learn more at cox.com/contour. Again, that's cox.com/contour.
It's time to spring on the cold brew topped with cold foam at Dunkin'. Whether you're feeling a little salty with our rich and creamy salted caramel cold foam, or a little sweet with our smooth and velvety sweet cold foam, we've got the perfect sips to match your springtime mood.
So it's like a choose-your-own cold foam adventure?
That's right. And no matter which smooth sips you're feeling, you always win.
Well, then I'm in the mood for an adventure.
Bring it on with salted caramel cold foam and sweet cold foam at Dunkin'. DD Perks members can enjoy a medium for $3. America runs on Dunkin'. Exclusions, additional charges, and terms may apply. Participation may vary.
You're like a circle that floats around me, keeping me safe and sound. And when I fall, you tied a rope to me. You're blessing me every day. I was down with an illusion, like a sparrow with broken wings, but now I shine with your reflection on me. I'm getting back up on my feet.
Company. Today's subject is the lessons learned from the lockdown. 319-527-6779. The other thing I wanted to mention is that during the lockdown, it wrecked up my children's dating life. and other people, obviously, too. So, you know, you're not meeting anyone. If you do see someone, they have a mask on, so you're not smiling or seeing them give you a smile or making a connection. And on top of it, people are thinking, I don't want to get involved with anyone, you know, go kissing or anything else because of COVID. And as you may or may not know, a lot of the COVID tests were designed to give false positives to make people panic and go and get more jabs because there's not much difference between the symptoms of COVID and the symptoms of the flu, which just strangely, you know, the numbers of flu cases plummeted, but the COVID cases went up. It's going to come out when they do the trials that these hospitals and schools were given money to push the COVID lockdown. And then if they recorded deaths as COVID, they were also given money. Yeah, it's so, so wicked and ugly, people. I don't know how to, it's like you have to take them in small bites or you're just, your brain will just explode. I don't want to, you know, scare anybody, but we're not just up against paid off people or stupid people or communists or Marxists or Democrats. We're up against something much more wicked and something that's been kept off radar. A lot of people think that it goes back to Roswell. I don't know. All I know is that we can't be ruled by these people, these things anymore. And, you know, I don't know about you, but I'm doing my best to get away from it. I mean, I wanted to mention that yeah, stress is unavoidable and stress is part of everyday life. But we can limit our we can limit the amount of stress that we expose ourselves to. And part of that is, you know, listening to news sources that you feel and you can trust and not letting yourself just be basically scared and, oh, you know, look at all this that's happening. You know, they want us to be afraid. When I say they, I mean this evil cabal. They want us to be afraid. They want us to not trust each other, and they want us to be feeling helpless. So one of the things that I'm doing so I don't feel helpless is I'm trying to go greener, but also at the same time help support small farms and also companies that have a proven record of being patriotic. And I say proven record, I don't mean that they, you know, give to the NRA or something like that. I mean that they have the ideals that this nation was founded on, you know, written on their mission statement as well as, you know, what they do. And you know, I'll share more about that in the future, but, you know, I would like to have people that I reach, people that I speak to, connect to my group, so to speak, because, you know, you can actually have relationships and help one another. You know, like, as an example, my Dutch sister-in-law did herbal life when she was young, and she liked it and, you know, really enjoyed it. But, you know, it wasn't like she did it as a business. She just did it because she used the products and she liked them. Well, it's the same kind of thing that I'm talking about with what I'm doing, is that if you like a product and you tell your friend about it and they start using it, is that company going to give you a little check every month for telling that friend about the product and that they're now using it and save them from having to, you know, do advertising to get that person as a customer? No. So if you have a shopping club, so to speak, a loyalties club, it's not a lot like Costco in a way, but Costco is designed that you have to buy, you know, huge quantities in a lot of cases to get a better price. And the pricing, considering that they're so big and, you know, have access to a lot of products, it seems like their prices should be lower. And sometimes, like, they get price good deals on jeans and things like that. But, like, as far as the food goes, I don't find that they have some great deals. You know, like a sub sandwich is still, you know, $7-$8 when, you know, they're mass producing it. They should be able to get the price down to $2 or $3. So, like, I'm not saying that everyone should, you know, become a member of a club like Costco or Sam's Club or whatever. I'm not saying that that's the solution. I am saying that if you're thinking about what you buy every week or every couple of days when you go shopping, you could also be getting it from the company that I'm part of now, and I was part of them 20 years ago when they were first getting going. So it's not that this is not like a sudden choice, but it's basically that I really like the products and I think that they are greener and more environmentally friendly and all that stuff. But I like the idea of supporting a international company that's here in the U.S. And I also like the idea that they give incentives, loyalty program, and that if you want to, you know, have a business that they have all the tools and support there for you. So to me, it makes sense, but, you know, other people just do it kind of like a switch where they go shopping. So I'll share more about that if you're interested in the future show. But what I want to talk to you now about the lockdown, so, as I said, a lot of the people that I know, lost their, they had travel plans that had to change. They had to, they had their family members by themselves and isolated when they were ill, because they were not seeing their family. I mean, all kinds of really horrible things went down during this, and we complied. We just went along with it in general. Everyone just went, oh, okay, I'll put my mask on, which, if you haven't figured that out, people, you know, it doesn't do anything, okay? They're microscopic germs. They're not going to be blocked by a piece of material or a piece of, you know, webbing or whatever you want to call it. I mean, like, that's a silly as people who say, oh, you know, the American Indians were purposely given smallpox by the pioneers, given blankets covered in smallpox, and that's why the, you know, they wiped out the Native Americans. Nobody knew about viruses or germs or microscopic bacteria. Okay, nobody knew what they were doing. Oh, you know, give this blanket to this Native American and get him sick or her sick. You know, just stop it, okay? The left are so good at being evil. And I just think you're the most disgusting, terrible people in the world. Soon you will be outcast when it comes out what you all did. You will be outcast because of your loathsome, revolting, ruthless, evil behavior, including stealing of the election. You want to know about the stealing of the election? It's all on frankspeech.com, and the evidence is there. The lies are saying, oh, it's not there. It's there. Okay, look at it, you dumb morons. And also look at Dinesh D'Souza's movie, 2,000 Mules. You can look at it on many places. It's all available online. You can see it on, you know, Roku, Netflix, or whatever. You know, it's out there. So just look for it, because you'll be ashamed to be a Democrat, as you should be right now. The party of evil, the party of the KKK, the party of segregation, the party of Jim Crow, the party of kill babies, the party of kill the elderly, kill the disabled. Okay, that's what the Democrat Party is. Okay, you're not the party of JFK. You're freaking evil. And the people are realizing it now. You can have women on TV talking about their right to kill the thing that's inside them. It's not a thing. It's not a frog or a glob of cells that just, you know, boom, turns into a human. Okay, it's a human from the beginning to the end. And for a woman to go out there and say she has the right to kill what's inside her, that's like, it doesn't even make sense. So the rights of that baby that's inside the woman, doesn't have any value, doesn't have any meaning. Like, you're just insane. And we don't, as a society, how we treat our elderly and our unborn and our disabled, you know, it shows what kind of society we are. And the leftist, evil, Marxist, insane, perverted left can't be in charge because you're insane, okay? You're demented and you're insane. All right, so getting back to the lockdown. I found that I didn't want to go out and go shopping, and I live far from town, so that's part of the reason that I started looking into other ways of getting things. And I know you can pretty much, you know, you can pay bonds to bring you food and all that kind of stuff, have your food delivered, or you order it and you go and pick it up. There, you know, it's not that it's not, you know, you can't do it. But what I don't like is that a lot of these corporations that make products are controlling, in a way, they're controlling elections, because they give to mostly Democrats. And so, I mean, think about that. You're giving them your money for, say buying some milk. And that company gives big donations to the Democrat Party. So what you're doing is you're paying for your food from them, and then you're letting them have money then to donate to Democrats. And then the Democrats pass laws like higher taxes and more regulations and harassment and increases in cost of living. So So you're basically slitting your own throat. So we've got to disconnect from the corporations, the big companies that are making products, because they need to have their, they need to be neutered, okay? They need to have their power taken away. I mean, one of the reasons why I'm a little bit annoyed with what I see going on is because it seems like you have to be, you know, rich and famous in order to have any clout or any say in politics. Like, no one's going to care, you know, what the average person says about President Trump. But if someone like Mike Lindell, who's a CEO of a company and who's employed lots of people and has had to, you know, pick himself up from the bootstraps up, and, you know, he's a former addict, if you don't know, cocaine addict or crack cocaine. You know, these are people that God has raised up for this time, for this fight that we're in. And I'm glad that Mike Lindell is being used and so many other people. But, you know, if I was wealthy and famous and, you know, better looking and skinnier, you know, maybe I would be more influential. I don't know. But, well, I'm pretty sure that that's true. But it shouldn't be that you have to be with, you know, 200,000 Twitter followers. A lot of them are fake. This is coming out now. Elon Musk buying Twitter. The whole transaction is on hold now because it's coming out that Twitter does not have the users and the numbers that they claim to. It's all an illusion, okay? These sick freaks know how to manipulate algorithms and have the little bots out there, and, you know, they are finding that a lot of the accounts, a lot of the followers and things are not accurate. So, like, Obama, you know, he had millions of followers. No, he did not, okay? That man is a fraud in the first degree, the most wicked piece of trash that ever came into America's political scene. Well, Hillary's and Bill are pretty wicked too. And they kill people or order people to get killed. But Obama is even worse. So the whole transaction with the buying of Twitter has come to a halt because it's overvalued because it's not true, their numbers. And their users are totally inflated. And, you know, Jack Dorsey, who loves to read the satanic verses as per his own words, apparently he thought that they could do whatever they wanted. And, you know, people would just, you know, think that Twitter is doing really great and all that. They're not, okay? It's like a shell corporation. It's just, you know, it seems like it's something great. It's not. And it's just a front. And it's just a way of molding public opinion. And it's if you scraped away all the layers, it goes to the Nazis, the leftover Nazis, the leftover globalists, leftover whack jobs that want to rule the world and don't care how many people suffer in the process. I mean, you think about, you know, more people are starving around the world than ever. Millions more than ever. What is the cause of that? Because we keep letting these whack jobs run things. So that's one of the after effects of the lockdown. I think people realized that something wasn't right, that we had really wicked people calling the shots, and that our parents got to find out, you know, just how much crap was being shoved onto us. I'm going to take a call. Thanks for calling Lori and Company. How can I help you?
Hey, Lori. It's Judy.
Hey, Judy. Thanks for calling in.
Good show. good show today. You've hit a lot of high points. But I want to, what I just heard you say a couple minutes ago was about essentially expatriates and people who love America and Christians. We absolutely have got to get together, stick together, and boycott these companies that are working endlessly, tirelessly to destroy everything that is good and great about this country. People need to realize that the CEOs and the boards, these people have been working their way to the top for decades. They've been put in place decades ago. And we need to fight back. And the best way to fight back is with your pocketbook.
Right, Judy. And that's what I'm advocating. But a lot of what I'm going to be advocating, a lot of people would be like, oh, no, that's not for me. I had trouble even getting my twin and my own daughter to even listen to what I had to say about the subject. So, you know, I haven't talked to you about it because I, you know you've got a lot going on right now in our away visiting. But I came to this conclusion after going to the Reawaken America event that was in March. I picked up something there called the Patriots Buying Club, but there's other ones out there than what I'm connected to. But the main thing is that if you buy products that are made in America, that means that it has a ripple effect because you have suddenly you have people that you know make packaging connected to it because, oh, you're making this product, well, you're going to need this packaging to send it out. You're going to need this extra protection for it to travel safely. So that's, only this little, box company or, some other design company is involved because they are coming up with how to, package the product that you're making. Or, like what I say, I'd rather help small farms and big farms. If you have if you have farmers getting involved with growing the natural ingredients like CBD or hemp or the superfoods that are out there like kale, there's that kind of a thing going on. Suddenly you're empowering small farmers because they can compete because they've got a buyer for their products because that big company that's making in the U.S. needs that product.
If people want to eat, they better start supporting small farmers because the globalists are buying up farmland left and right. China owns acres and acres and acres. Bill Gates owns the largest plot of farmland in America. Bill Gates is a zero population guy. That's what COVID was all about. That was the trial run to depopulate the earth. We're going to see that in the next 5 to 10 years, we're going to see record numbers of deaths from all kinds of things because that was the game plan. And what are they going to bring us next? Back to farmers, yeah, we better start. First of all, you better get your own victory garden and some heirloom seeds, and you better support small farmers because they're going to be the last man standing, and that's what's going to be between you and starvation.
No, you're right, Judy.
It sounds crazy. It sounds like, hey, lady, you need to be on meds. But this stuff's been in the works for 100 years. All you have to do is some digging and some research, and you won't sleep at night. So
that's
if you've got kids, the grandkids, you better start doing your homework.
No, I agree. You mentioned heirloom seeds and victory gardens. Victory gardens, for the listeners out there, that was done during World War II to help offset costs because we were in a war and they had everything from collecting rubber and metal to help with the war effort to people having victory gardens and offset the cost of looting. But the heirloom seeds, you can get that at InfoWars. They have the heirloom seeds, meaning that they are not GMO seeds. They haven't been altered to make them, that they do, that was part of it, right? Duty that they have it, that they, the seeds become their property, that you can't, they will control what the seeds produce. Is that, you know, do you know about that?
The bottom line is heirloom seed will you can propagate heirloom seeds. Genetically
right.
modified seeds you cannot propagate from. And I mean, this is just a little aside. My local grocery store bakery, they make all kinds of bread, and you look at the label, every single label on every product they make says contains genetically engineered food. That should scare you.
Yeah, I think the person that developed the seeds that they now have hijacked and made them GMO, but originally the scientist who came up with it, he was trying to find a way to make a hardier seed that would do well in the Sahara.
Yeah.